Welcome. I'm Victoria Schnepps, president and co-publisher of Schnepps Media, serving all the boroughs, serving Long Island, Philadelphia, and Palm Beach County. It doesn't get better than that. But today, we are right back on Long Island and New York City, and I'm delighted to have with me Jordan Edwards, who is the CEO of Mixology Clothing Company and Chart Organization, a beautiful man who has a business that is booming because women love his clothing, and his managers we talked about are the best of the best. And we're going to learn more about how Jordan Edwards has grown his family business. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Vicky. It is so great to be here. I'm so grateful for our friendship and all the mentorship and guidance that you've given me over the years. You're one of my favorite people, and I'm so, so happy to be on your podcast.
Thank you, Jordan. Well, you know, you've made a great success of a family business, and we are a family business too, with my son being my CEO. And I wanted to hear a little bit about, you know, what gave you the drive to be in the business with the family? Because it's not always easy.
I think I was always destined to be in my family business. My father was in business with my grandfather. My grandfather was an entrepreneur and the child of immigrants from Hungary. They landed on Long Island when they came here. And my grandfather's my whole life was filled with stories of entrepreneurship, of him pushing a push cart on the Long Beach boardwalk, selling ice cream and working in his parents' laundromat. My grandfather wrote a newsletter to us as kids, and he would fill it with stories of, you know, growing up in Long Beach and how his parents lived in a small home. And in the summertime, they would move into the cellar and rent out the rooms for people to come stay by the beach from the city. And so I think that, like, in some ways, I was always going to end up in this path working alongside my family.
So you really kind of literally grew up in the business. And I do believe there's something in the DNA of someone that you kind of it's osmosis or DNA where you are entrepreneurial. And I think that's really what it is. It's being entrepreneurial.
It is.
How you've grown the business. So tell me, you know, was it always Mixology Clothing Company?
Nope. So Mixology Clothing Company is a business that was founded off of my other title that you mentioned, Chart Organization. Chart Organization is my family's investing business. My father and I run that business together. Chart was my grandmother's maiden name. So Mama Chart Edwards, and she was the last Chart. So she had no male cousins and no siblings. Mm. And so my father named the business in honor of her, Chart Organization. And so we've had a lot of businesses over the life of the Edwards family portfolio of businesses. Most notably, home health care is where my father got his start. My grandfather started a cleaning business after World War II. He was working as a traveling salesman, and he wanted to be home with his young children at the time. So in 1955, he started Plaza Domestic Care, and he would pick up in a van day workers from Queens and then drive them to Long Island. They would clean homes in the Five Towns and Freeport, and then he would drop them off in the afternoon. And that little business evolved into, when my father graduated from college in 1980, it was called All Metro Healthcare. And they evolved the housekeeping delivery business into a full staffing agency for nurses, aides, and all types of home healthcare workers. When my father sold that business in 2005, it was 25 offices in 10 states with 7,000 employees. And so he had a phenomenal run. Mm. And even before he sold that business, he had started investing in commercial real estate. When I graduated from college in 2008, I had been working and doing all my internships, and I went to Northeastern University. I did the co-op program there. So I did all my co-ops in commercial real estate. And then I eventually came and joined him in Chart Organization in our commercial real estate business. And so I spent the first many years of my career fixing potholes and writing leases and managing projects in our commercial real estate business. And in 2009, during the global financial crisis, a young couple from our community owned a little boutique. And my sister, Gabrielle, had spent all of her formative years working in that boutique. And so They were losing that business, unfortunately, and came to my dad with a new concept called Mixology Clothing Company, mixing and matching price points. My dad said, I have no interest in being in the fashion retail business. Have a nice life. And my mom said, my mom's Lisa, she said, if you don't help this young couple who's been so good to your daughter for all these years, they're going to lose everything. And so he made a very small investment in the first mixology store, which is in Oceanside, New York. And as they say, the rest is history. We're about to open our 18th location 15 years later. And I've been running that business since 2013. I took over the reins of the business after Hurricane Sandy. It had run into some challenging times. And yeah, it's been a fabulous ride. I love working with my dad. My dad's never had a day of an operating role in the fashion business. My sister is the full driving force behind all of the fashion. And I have some competency in opening and building stores and running teams.
Well, you know, I think the success is, and I, you know, feel that you have your silo and she has her silo and your dad has his silo, and yet you work side by side complementing each other. Has that been a big help to you, not having to step on each other's toes? Because in a family business, the biggest problem is, you know, interrelations with your own family.
I will give everybody the secret to success of working in a family business, and you're going to have to excuse my French here. But when I was 28 years old, I had been running Mixology for a year and a half with a massive amount of success. All of my natural talents and things I had learned at school propelled the business. I was able to double its revenue in very short order. And then all of my natural talent and ability dried up very fast. And I was at war with my dad. I was at war with my former partners. By the way, my former partners retired. We bought them out of the business in 2018. And I couldn't understand why everyone else was wrong and I was right all the time. By chance, my dad passed me a book by Tony Robbins, Money. And I read his simple philosophy, and his simple philosophy had things they said like success leaves clues, where focus goes, energy flows. And I was on a family vacation in Puerto Rico reading this book, and a light bulb went off in my head and it said, you're the asshole. No one else is wrong. Your dad's not wrong. Your partners aren't bad. Everybody else, if you want to get along with people, if you want to grow the business to the next level, then you need to become armed with all of the tools. And I started reading every book I could get my hands on about business, leadership, philosophy. And that moment, I had it when I was 28. Some people have it when they're 22. Some people have it when they're 40. And some people never have it. They always think they're right and everyone else is wrong. And so the secret to working in a family business is you have to learn to appreciate and love the special parts of your family, and then be extremely empathetic for the areas of which they're not strong. And then we fill those gaps in with great, talented people. And you know many of the talented, incredible people we have at our company.
Yes.
So that is, in my view, that is the secret.
Well, tell me, you know, I know you put together a book. Tell us. I didn't forget about the book you wrote. There you go.
The book is called, I'm on the blur mode. So Business Jiu-Jitsu.
Right.
This was my second book that I wrote, actually. And this book is about how martial arts has impacted my life greatly. I've been training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for 15 years. And these lessons of grit and resilience and stick-to-itiveness that we learn on the mat in martial arts, how to humble the ego, how to show up every night and train, these lessons carry themselves over so well in my business life. Mm. And so often when I would have a really hard day at work, I would go to training that night, and through the course of training and learning about martial arts, not only the physical aspect, but also the philosophy of it, I would have unwound some complicated business issue that I was dealing with that day. And it became so impactful for me and helped me find so much success that I started sharing those lessons with other people in my team, in my martial arts team, and then ultimately in my business. And so those lessons were so powerful in helping me navigate through COVID. And I compiled all those lessons and the stories into this book.
Wow. So if you could share, you know, I know it's filled with great knowledge and great ideas, because I read it myself, and I think great kernels of information. Could you share one? Was it, you know, a concept that, you know, you just shared a few about how to get along with family members. Is there something in the book that particularly, because, you know, young people, my grandson actually is taking up jujitsu, and I had forgotten about your book about the
yes.
And he's kind of an entrepreneurial young man, even though he's in high school. You know, he sees Josh and I. Give us an example.
Yeah, I'll give you a few short anecdotes. So first of all, I'd say that jujitsu is so powerful for children and adults alike. But one of the things we say at my academy is that martial arts could save the world. And the reason why we say that, especially in 2024 and beyond, is that it is the antidote to all of the negativity that you see on the news cycle. Everything you hear about people and all the results of social media and cell phones, and people aren't personable, they can't look you in the eye, confidence, grit, martial arts, and especially Brazilian jiu-jitsu will cure that disease. So I'll just preface that. One of my favorite parts of the book is chapter 6, and it's about family and friends. Now, this book is about business, so it has a lot of technical business lessons and stories. My publisher wanted me to take out chapter 6 because the book was running a little long. And I said, if you read this book, you would know that chapter 6 is the most important book, the most important chapter in the book, because there is no business and jujitsu without your family and your friends around you, even though they're not practicing with you. And there's a lot of things that I talk about, but just to build off what you had just said, one of the things that I advocate for very strongly is to be the glue. You know, be the glue in your family and your friendship circle, and appreciate and love people for who they are and not what you want them to be. And, you know, one of the things my wife, Danielle, who you know, says all the time is catch people doing things right. Don't catch them doing things wrong. It's so easy to lose this, because through the course of jiu-jitsu and business and becoming a CEO and having a successful every part of life, the place that many people forget to do that is with their family. And your family knows how to bring you back to your base self faster than anybody else. You know, at work, you're the boss, your vendors, your landlords, people respect you. They treat you with dignity. You begin to have prominence. You see yourself maybe in a Dan's Papers article. And all of a sudden, you start to think maybe you're a little bit bigger than your britches. And so the family is the one that can poke at you in a way that can drive you back. And then all that work, all that jujitsu, all those books you read are for nothing. And so I view one of the most valuable lessons in my book is to be the glue in your family and to try to really rise above your base self. And that's what jujitsu is all about. It's about molding yourself into something more than you started and becoming better every day, just a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And I notice this oftentimes. Maybe you can relate to this or not, either a friend or someone in your family. The relationships between mothers, daughters-in-law, and son-in-laws, this is a very special relationship, because your significant other is always going to do battle with their siblings. They're always going to have a conflict with their parents. And then as a significant other, you have two options. You could either say, "You're right, honey, screw them. We're not going to that dinner. We're not going on the family vacation." Or you could say, "We're going. That's your sister. That's your mother. I know they're not perfect, but let's get over it. Let's just hug it out." And so it's hard. It's very, very hard. This is not easy. This is black belt level advice that I'm cutting to the chase on. But if there's one piece of advice that I can impart from my book, it's to be the glue.
What a wonderful way to conclude our A-lister conversation with Jordan Edwards, to be the glue. I love it. It's so simple, and yet it's so powerful. Thank you so much. But Jordan Edwards, who is the CEO of Mixology Clothing Company, a fabulous place to shop, and Chart Organization is growing because he believes, as I believe, if you don't grow, you die. And he is growing on his 18th store. So I am so proud to have had Jordan Edwards on my podcast as an A-lister. Until next time, thank you, Jordan.
Thank you, Vicky. You're the absolute best.
This is Victoria Schnepp signing off. Till next time. Bye now.